Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Gentlemen, a recent article in Foreign Affairs brings to the attention of AI-powered propaganda and what this means for geopolitics going forward. The idea of disinformation being created by a machine that takes advantage of people's credulousness, and also the moving story around the world of, did you hear? The social media has accelerated, not changed, but accelerated our fears of the unknown when it comes to the other, people next door, a border we share, doubts about. I read the opening of this article by Josh Goldstein and Girish Sastry. In the 7 years since Russian operatives interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, in part by posing as Americans and thousands of fake social media accounts, another technology with the potential to accelerate the spread of propaganda has taken center stage: artificial intelligence, or AI. Much of the concern is focused on the risks of audio and visual deepfakes, which use AI to invent images or events that did not actually occur. Good evening to you, gentlemen. And Joseph, I begin with you because you have been lecturing at the center. You've been lecturing and speaking for several years about the dangers of disinformation. How do you regard this new concern that AI will create pictures and events that did not happen or distort them, and the ability of those events, those created events, to damage geopolitical affairs? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. So in Latin America, there's been quite a concern about disinformation. And then we'll talk about the AI in a second. But really, there's an inflection point, and it's in 2019. Essentially, we saw what looked like initially like ordinary protests over local grievances explode into mass riots, destruction, violence, that really changed the trajectory of those countries. And so those countries, and I'm speaking specifically in this case of Chile, Ecuador, and Colombia, those are the ones that experienced this mass wave of violence in 2019. They began to take a closer look at disinformation because they realized that that was a part of the problem there. And so we've been going down and teaching about this in many respects. And one of the things I teach is the big difference between that Soviet era disinformation that we all know about from the KGB during the Cold War, which is, you know, the deception. And that's not, that stayed the same. That's still, the disinformation is still fundamentally about deception. What's changed is we're now in the digital era. And being in the digital era, obviously social media exploded and there's a much rapid way of sharing information. But AI has empowered social media so that deception is at the tools of not just governments or others that have these sophisticated capabilities, but at everyday people. Everyday people can now engage in very sophisticated acts of deception. Once what was once more exclusive to high-end powered firms or governments is now in the hands of pretty much anybody. I think ChatGPT is kind of one of those tools that's becoming more prevalent. And then so what we talk about this is within the context of warfare. Because, you know, people oftentimes don't associate information, disinformation with warfare, but really at the highest end of warfare is information war. And in that, you know, China has this, you know, in their thinking, you know, the PRC, they look at this as what they call intelligent warfare, and the shift that could be so profound that it could take us from what's called fourth generation war, which is manipulating public opinion or winning public opinion and gaining legitimacy and delegitimizing your adversary. It could take that to a whole nother generation, to fifth generation war. This is a big part of China's strategy. I think Russia is very good at this as well. In Latin America, Russia state-owned media, RT Espanol and Sputnik, have collectively over 25 million followers on social media. And so what that does is creates this huge, massive ability to shape the attitudes, perceptions, and beliefs of Latin Americans and just in the world, frankly, but in this case, Latin Americans, to believe things that are fundamentally not true using AI, using disinformation, and using state propaganda. It's a big challenge, John, and I think there's countries that are waking up to it, but what we realize really quickly is we're behind the power curve on this.
Ernesto, your experience in the most recent election, the success of Lula da Silva over the President Bolsonaro, it was a close election, was propaganda, disinformation, trolling, the sort of thing we saw in 2016 in the U.S., was that part of the conversation? And is Brazil aware of this possibility going forward of whole events being created momentarily to disrupt order?
Yes, John, unfortunately, we had a very bad experience during the last presidential elections where misinformation was created by the electoral authorities, by the electoral court in Brazil. For example, President Bolsonaro's campaign was not allowed to post photos of Lula with Ortega from Nicaragua, but the Lula campaign was allowed to say all kinds of lies about President Bolsonaro. So it was kind of officially created misinformation. And that's what allows now a corrupt crook like Lula to be at the head of the state. So, and what concerns me is also the, living here in the U.S., is the amount of misinformation about Brazil and about Latin America in among the U.S. public. People see Lula, for example, as a good leader for the environment or for the poor. And he's someone who just milked the Brazilian people, milked Petrobras, milked the National Development Bank. And now he's reestablishing that corrupt regime. But misinformation doesn't allow people to know that. There's a huge discussion also now about AI in Brazil, about ChatGPT. It has clearly a left-wing bias. It doesn't say, for example, that you say, well, is Putin a dictator? I said, no, we cannot call Putin a dictator. That's the kind of answer that ChatGPT gives. So it's clearly pro-totalitarian, or at least totalitarian enabling. I was just reading a book by Henry Kissinger and Eric Schmidt of Google called The Age of AI and Our Human Future. And it's very concerning because they say, oh, AI needs ethics. I agree. But their point is that they, I mean, the enlightened ones, are the ones who know everything and that are about to establish the ethics of AI, which means the bias of AI. And so when they say the age of AI and our human future, I think the operative word is our. So who is... Who is that our? It's their future. It's the future of the elites that are destroying freedom around the world. And now they want to destroy that through AI as well.
I mentioned that Italy, the Italian government with Giorgia Meloni, has recently decided to ban ChatGPT on the basis of privacy concerns, because ChatGPT can reach into documents and things online and reveal them without the permission of the subject. The European Union is said to be debating the same matter. So over these next weeks, we could see a lot of decisions made at the governmental level about ChatGPT. But AI is much more than that. AI can generate enormous fictions. I read from this article by Mr. Goldstein and Mr. Sestri. It is already difficult to distinguish between online human interlocutors and machines. One recent research project showed that an AI agent ranked in the top 10% of participants in an online version of the classic board game Diplomacy, which involves negotiating with real people to form alliances. If today's language models can be trained to persuade players to partner in a game, future models may be able to persuade people to take actions, joining a Facebook group, signing a petition, or even showing up to a protest. Joseph, it's not hard for us to project scenarios in which this would become extremely dangerous, especially at election time or following, say, a violent event in the capital city or directed against a president to mislead people and lead to revenge cycles. Right now, I can't say that I could point to one incident, but having spoken with you and Ernesto for long enough to understand, the Americas are fraught with theories, conspiracy theories about the other side, fed by bad actors such as the narco-terrorism gang, who are invested in undermining central government. Right now, Joseph, do you see in Spanish language concern about these threats coming forward to all governments, not just the ones who are enlightened, but all governments who have at this moment attempted to calm things by saying that someone's in charge?
No, John, I think pretty much any democratic government is essentially a target for this type of robust disinformation, AI, this basically what I call strategic deception. It's been happening for quite a bit, and the tools and techniques are getting more sophisticated by the day. I think something that we have to take a look at is where this could be going. So it's already happening in elections, and I think Ernesto commented to this. Pretty much elections today are much more turbulent than elections before. We've always had contested elections. We've always had disputed elections. We might have even had election fraud in particular cases. But now, with the level of disinformation and AI power disinformation, elections have become very, very turbulent where you don't know what's real and what's not. The other area, as I mentioned before, is protest. You know, we looked at this very closely in 2019 in South America, but this is going to continue to take place. Where this could be going, and this is where I'm very concerned about, and this is potentially going to happen mostly, I think, in the beginning, in these complete authoritarian, totalitarian states. So in Latin America's context, it'll happen in Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Bolivia, is when you start using AI and disinformation tied to the legal system. When the legal system starts to try to validate their persecution of the political opponents, right, using fabrication that they're able to gin up through fake audios, fake recordings, and things like that, that is, you know, by the time you disprove it, basically, you're probably already sentenced. And then, you know, it's, oh, you have to win an appeal. So that to me is probably one of the more dangerous applications. I'm not saying that's happening yet, but I think that that's one of the areas that we're taking a look at and is a potential. And that could be a game changer for authoritarian, totalitarian states who want to legitimize themselves through their fake legal systems.
Ernesto, that would be especially dangerous in Brazil if there's an election such as we just witnessed. The election was battled back and forth from city to city, and concocting allegations against candidates can be very carefully done by reaching into privacy, private records, medical records, police records, and inventing all that. And you know your country very well. Is there any defense system being raised by the Lula da Silva government planning ahead?
Oh, yes, definitely. They are creating what we have nicknamed the Ministry of Truth, which is a commission inside the federal government that is going to, to swipe the internet, the social networks, trying to find what they call misinformation and ban disinformation. Of course, they're only going to ban information or whatever kind coming from their political adversaries, but they take that high moral ground that, oh, we need a world without misinformation. And what happens is that the institutions back them. So Supreme Court, which should just be examining cases, they are already, the judges of the Supreme Court are already saying, oh, we need more robust legislation to ban misinformation. We know what they mean by that. So the total politicization of the idea of misinformation, this is extremely dangerous for democracy, for real debate. It just destroys political free debate in the society. And but of course the dictatorships never arrive saying 21st century dictatorships. They don't arrive saying I'm a dictatorship. They arrive saying, oh, I'm a democracy, and I want to ban this and this and that people to save democracy. This is the way they're building totalitarian systems.
We're going to a democracy, El Salvador, in the news because of its extreme measures to control the narco-terrorism gang. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society, New World Report. I'm John Babbitt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.